Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
United States of America is absolutely getting their ass whipped at the Ryder Cup. It is not good. Two European teams up 4, 1 through 10, 1 through 11. And Rom.
Say that again.
Okay, so 3 European teams are winning.
Okay.
To the 1 United States team winning.
Okay.
Rom and Hatton are up 2 on DeChambeau and Thomas. They just took my graphic away, but I got it right here on my phone. So to give you a Ryder Cup update, it's not pretty for the United States in the morning session. You've got Hatton and Rom. They're up 2 through 12. Fitzpatrick and Oberg, they're up 4 through 11. And McIlroy and Fleetwood, I believe, are up 5 through 10. And Shoffley and Cantley are the only American team up. They're up 1 against McIntyre and Hovland.
It really takes the taunting down a notch. You're getting your ass kicked.
Well, and that's harder. And that's what they tell you, man. You want to silence a crowd, go up there and shut them up.
Well, right? It's true.
And Baltimore comes into Kansas City and the first play is Zay Flowers over the top for 65 yards and a touchdown, those homes of the Chiefs guys, it's going to be, shoot. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. And then the Chiefs would score and you bring everybody back together. But that's the way it's going right now. It ain't good on American soil for Team USA at the Ryder Cup.
Can we get a redo on this one and start this thing over?
Yeah, you get an afternoon session.
Afternoon session.
But you don't want to be down 3-1.
No.
You want it to be 2-2. Now, if it is 3-1, then you got to go out there and you got to win 3-1, even this thing up, get to Saturday, and we do it all over again. So, Team Europe is kicking some serious ace.
Mm-hmm.
So every week we give you a parlay, on Friday. So that should be kind of a fun way to do it. You can either, you can follow or you can fade, and you'd be winning if you would say, you can't really I don't know. You could take the under, you can't really go against Bob, cause it's not that capability, but we do it every week. Mac, Bob, myself, we give you a leg. We put them together. It's a 3-leg parlay. We give you the odds. You can either fade or you can follow it. Bob, what do you got this week?
Well, I got Travis Kelce anytime touchdown plus 175.
Man, that number's getting bad.
Well, no, it's still not plus 180 like it was on opening
night.
It hasn't been back to that one yet. But, I mean, look, dude, it's time. It's time to make up and make amends for that Philadelphia game. It's time to make amends for melting down on the sidelines for 3 straight games, even if Juwan Taylor may have caused it. Go out there and use that energy, catch a touchdown pass. Let's go, Travis.
I mean, yeah, he should have 3 right now.
He should.
He's been in the position. He's gotten the ball.
Yeah.
Just has not executed. He has not finished the plays. And you got to think, okay, the greatest or at worst second greatest tight end of all time is going to figure that out. Right? He's going to remedy that. He's going to rectify that.
If he's the second, the who's the number one in your book?
Gronkowski.
Well, yeah, I would say he's the first.
Still, I was thinking Tony G, because we talked about him this morning. And Gronk.
Peak Gronk. Yeah. Career, Kelce.
Right.
But for me, on the Friday Chiefs parlay, give me going back to the well.
God, dude. Every time.
Going back to the well.
Week 1, Isaiah Pacheco. Week 2, Kareem Hunt. Week 3.
Kareem Hunt worked. Isaiah Pacheco has not. We're going to go back to it, though. This run defense is bad. I think he's going to get I think Kareem Hunt and Pacheco are basically just going to get 10 carries each, pretty much each week. They're about the same. They're going to get 10.
Maybe that's all they're capable of right now.
Exactly. That's all they trust. That's all they're capable of. So Pacheco over 34.5 at minus 114 on both FanDuel and DraftKings. That's pretty much the odds. Is minus
so that's
114.
Low. That the odds, negative number, means they think that it's going to happen, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's a good sign. That means, like, okay, maybe they will try to run the football this week if we're getting, you know, negative money on, you know, over-unders at 34.5. I mean, that's not a big number, but I think for a Chiefs running back at this point,
yes, exactly.
It sure seems like it is a big number.
Well, if he had 10 carries for 35 or 3.5 yards a carry, it's not the worst. It's not great, but
no, it's not great.
It's not great,
but it's a first down.
It's a first down and three carries.
You could also have that on one play.
Yes, that would be amazing.
Yeah, you'd love that. He runs. All
I know
the way
that I'm hard.
First play of the drive, he runs all the way to the 1 yard line, gets tackled, throw touchdown, Kelsey.
Boom.
All right, Chiefs just win because the last leg of the parlay is me on the money line for the Chiefs at plus 126.
Go.
That's good juice, man. If you really believe in your team and you want an extra boost to what you want to do, I might just lay a Benjamin on the Chiefs money line.
Love it.
I mean, come on, man. Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes now 0-2 as an underdog at home. That's got to change. You're playing a beaten team mentally, physically, everywhere. You're at home. They're on a short week. Come on, man. It's in Arrowhead, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we're back. We've been away. We're home. We've been away. We're home. This is 325. This is Nance and Romo. This is Arrowhead. You got Xavier Worthy back. Full week of practice. Actually doing more than he did the last week. Because a lot of people have been like, how do you know he's playing? He's playing.
Yeah.
He's going to play.
Oh, he's going to be in there. I don't know how much he's going to play. I mean, I have no clue, but I know that he's going to be playing. And I like that money line juice. I like plus 126. So Pacheco over 34.5 from Dr. Mackenstein. A Kelsey anytime touchdown from Dr. Bob at plus 175. And then myself, Dr. D, that maybe not, Chiefs money line plus 126. You add all that together. This is weird.
It's very weird.
I don't understand.
We need to go ask Alex this because on FanDuel, the three legs are plus 595.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you put those same numbers in with the same odds, par se,
are they the same odds too?
I mean, legitimately,
he said it was plus 125 money line for the Chiefs on FanDuel
as opposed to plus 126. Okay, so it's the same.
And the Kelsey anytime touchdown was plus 170 instead of 175.
But that shouldn't make this big a difference, right?
Because on DraftKings, it's plus 675.
Take it on DraftKings.
Yeah.
It's an 80 point difference.
Right.
From FanDuel to DraftKings.
I mean, just think about that. Let's say you put a $10 bet on it, you win $59.50. You put a $10 bet on the DraftKings one, you win $67.50.
Yeah,
it's
like,
crazy.
I don't understand that, right?
Yeah.
I'm always impressed that 9 times out of 10, 99 times out of 100, 999 times out of 1,000, every sports book is the same. So I've always wondered, like, is there a, you know, when they find a new pope and they put the white smoke up in the air, they call it like a conclave or something like that. Do they have a conclave of sports book guys like on Sunday night, Monday morning? I'd love a behind the scenes thing of that, of how all this comes out, like how they create the odds and how they're all relatively exact among each other when there's so many different entities and so many different states and so many different places where you can now go make these bets. And for all intents and purposes, except for this one, it's like a Major League Baseball umpire. When it's off, you go, oh my God, that guy blew a call. You don't recognize the 99 great calls that he made, right?
100%.
Same thing with this. I'm like, this is off a little bit, but all the time, these odds are identical across the board. I would love to know how that happens and how that takes place. Is there a conclave every Sunday night to talk about NFL or maybe there's a conclave every night with these guys? I just don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah, it's weird because even the touchdown odds for Kelsey, I said plus 175 and 170. The 170 is on DraftKings. It's more juice on the FanDuel, but if you look at the parlay, it's way more juice for DraftKings when you put all three together.
Maybe there's some sort of FanDuel or DraftKings parlay booster that they use. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there to figure out how it's so different.
Yeah, they're calculating it way differently.
That is interesting.
But this could be our first winner here, guys. Come on. We're 0 for 3.
Yeah, we're not asking for a lot in this game.
We're not.
I mean, we're asking for 35 yards rushing from a running back.
Come on.
Asking for a touchdown from a Hall of Fame tight end, and we're asking for a win at home.
Get a win, damn it.
Come on.
It's not that hard. It's not like we're asking them to go out there and reinvent the wheel or something like that. This is basic stuff.
Can somebody make a sign this weekend that has our parlays in the crowd and then check each box as it happens?
Do
and
it.
Just put 965 the fan. And when you put the fan, put the arrow pointing to you.
Heck yes.
Ka-ching.
No, I'm gonna tail us this week.
Let's you go. Are?
Yep. I didn't last week, but I feel good about this.
This seems like a winnable one for us.
It's a good threesome.
And, I mean, that's a really good threesome. And I'll be honest with you, like, the two of those things have to happen this week. We've got to be able to run the ball effectively.
Yes.
Right? Like, we're not asking for 1,000 yards rushing in one game. We've got to be able to run the ball effectively. And maybe at the end of the day, the numbers don't look sexy, but you know an effective running game if you see it. Like, if we're running the ball effectively and Patrick's at 300 and 310 yards or something, that means the running game did a nice job that day, right? I mean, you're looking at it now. That means the running backs did a good job. They've got to do a good job for the Chiefs to have a chance to win this game on. So they got to go out there and be a good running back in this one.
If they combine for over 80 yards, you happy? But Kareem Hunt and Pacheco, that is, on the ground?
No, I think you
need 100.
I would like, but again, circumstance, you know, of the game. And Dusty's right, too. Circumstance says in this game, their defense can be run upon.
Yeah.
If they lose the game and they only have 80 yards rushing on like 12 attempts, now we're talking about Andy Reid.
Yes, 100%.
Now we're going, Andy, what were you doing in that game?
The Baltimore Ravens give up 149 yards a game. That's 30th best in the NFL. No, I would not be happy with 80.
No, 80's not enough. It just isn't. You've got to run the ball.
I don't want 45 from Mahomes to count as that.
No, that
part
doesn't
of that.
Count. No, that does not count.
No, I want a absolute onslaught of running the ball. Like, I want to go up 14-3, start the third quarter, and then just slow death of running.
Pound
here's
it.
Six. Here's four. Here's
right.
five.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's six. Here's three.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Run the clock.
21-3.
Don't let them back on the field. Death by 1,000 paper cuts. That kind of thing. Like, we need that. Let's go.
I know that I'm hard.
If I can guarantee you the Chiefs rush for 120 yards or Juwan Taylor's penalty free, which are you taking?
Juwan Taylor's penalty free.
I am too, because I think that's harder to do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.